Allen Dental Lab.
Hey, is Alex in by chance?
No, Alex isn't here today.
He's not in at all today, you said?
He might be back around 4.
Okay, you might be able to help me out. He wanted me to follow up with him here. We actually spoke about a month ago. It was actually in reference to a pre-approval we had to send out to the business for some equipment and working capital. Does he have like a manager or a controller there that I might be able to speak to, or is that all on him?
Let me see if someone's available, okay?
Thank you.
Capital?
What's that?
Who's calling again from Capital?
My name's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Cardiff. Okay, give me a second.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, how can I help you?
Hello, who's this that I'm speaking to? Sorry.
This is Judy.
Judy, my name is Tyler. I was in conversation with Alex here just short of a month ago on a pre-approval we had sent to the business for some equipment and working capital. Just wanted me to follow up about a month from then, which would be right about now. I just wanted to touch base and see if there was anything in the pipeline there. It sounded like he was going to be making some moves here in the near future.
Yeah, we just relocated to a new location, so we're still working on a lot of things, setting up things here.
Oh, wow. When did you guys begin the moving process?
Last weekend.
Oh, wow. I got to imagine that is a borderline nightmare there.
It is pretty much. So right now, I don't think so. If you want to call us in another month when we're more stable, right now we're having problems with our phone, our internet, our UPS, FedEx, and nothing's working correct. So right now he's kind of.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Are you guys moving to a bigger facility there, or?
Yes.
Okay. I think that was the conversation that we had. I think he said as long as the move went well and everything lined up, I think he was maybe going to be looking to bring on some new equipment or maybe some capital for projects. But it sounds like the moving's maybe taking just a little bit longer than planned.
Yeah, we gotta work over these hiccups before we can even.
Of course. And are you guys shutting down operations altogether during that? During this time, or are you trying to allocate keeping production and moving?
Yeah.
I have
shut down.
I have another client that's actually going through the exact same thing right now, and I'm hearing the stories that he's going through, and it's an absolute nightmare of him trying to keep his clients happy and also get the new facility set up. So I have the slightest feeling for what you're going through. But what I'll do here is I think. He did not. Does Alex have an email there? That way I can just give you guys my information.
I can give you, let me give you the company email. It's Liz, L-I-Z, dot shorelinedentallab@gmail.
@gmail.com, okay. Liz.shorelinedentallab@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. What I'll do is I'll shoot that email over to you. It's just going to summarize the offer that we did send out when we spoke last, and it'll also have all my contact information. And if you guys are running into some problems here with the moving and might need some capital, or you got some equipment that you might want to bring on, our approval process is right around 24 hours, and then it only takes about another 24 hours to get funding. So if there is an opportunity available where you guys want to take advantage of it and want to see if you can make a profit on it as well, it's definitely something we can look at there. I know how much of a nightmare these moving processes can be.
Okay, great.
I appreciate it, Judy. I appreciate the help. I'm going to shoot this email over, and hopefully we'll be in touch here within the next month.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.